breath control. One of the most powerful things that you have in your arsenal in terms of getting meditation to work properly, to build the energy body, is your breath. Breathing is a fundamental life force. Without breath, we can't get by. I mean, let's face it, you can get by without food for a certain period of time. You can get by with water for a short period of time, but you can't go for very long without having breath. And we're going to talk about learning how to breathe. If you've done a meditation practice, you've probably done something similar to this before. So this isn't going to be anything eye-opening. We've got some specific chi breathing methods that we do in our Chi Power Plus course, but we're not going to go into that now because it's not appropriate for what we're talking about. And it's used for different purposes, so we won't even need to cover that. But the main thing you want to do when you're breathing is breathing through the stomach, making sure that the breath is full, and that when you inhale, that your stomach should actually pop out a little bit, and when you exhale, it goes back down. A good exercise in order to train the breath that way is to lay down on your bed or on the floor and put a book on your stomach, and as you're breathing in and out, you can see the book going up and down on your stomach. What you can do if you really want to build up the power of the breath is you can actually start to add weight, more books or even a weight plate onto the stomach to build that power up as well. You're going to get a lot of power from the breath. The more you breathe through the stomach, you shouldn't breathe through the chest. That's the worst place to do it. And the reason why we breathe through the chest is just due to stress. If you look at a baby breathing when they're sleeping, their stomach is moving because that's where they're breathing. They're doing that belly breathing. They call it prenatal breathing. They call it Buddhist breathing. And that's the type of breathing that we want to concentrate on. Here's the key. I want you to concentrate on that type of breathing all the time, not just when you're meditating, not just when you're doing an exercise, but I want you to concentrate on a daily basis on using your belly to breathe. So, for instance, as you're going throughout your day, I want you to constantly be reminding yourself to breathe properly through the stomach. And if you want to put notes to yourself, whatever the case might be, until you get to the point where you are breathing that way all the time, it's really a key in this practice. You want to make sure, even though it's a simple thing, that you're getting good at that. Because as we go into some of the mind-stilling techniques, we go into some of the relaxation techniques, the breath obviously comes into play when we're doing that. Now, in the beginning, if you've never done anything like this, you may forget. But I'm here to remind you, to tell you that you want to try to do it every day on a daily basis through the stomach, through the belly. You'll notice that as stress gets more developed in your life, hopefully it won't, but if it does, for whatever reason, your breathing will go from the stomach up to the chest as a natural response. You need to push it back down and get the belly breathing, start breathing deeper. Obviously, deep breathing is the whole emphasis behind Qigong in Qi power training. You're using your breath. I mean, obviously, there's more involved than just the breath, but deep breathing is a fantastic exercise in and of itself, and you can do, you know, minutes a day. And as we describe some of the different things that we're going to talk about, you're going to incorporate that into the repertoire that we're going to be building up for you within this program.